Okay, Posen Bechvoda Shachsanya. It's one of you. Barry was Zeicha, right? 2 years in a row that he gives the Mesibas Chanukah, right? And it's it just occurred to me. That's because we learned Shmona Prokim together. Eight. That's a, yeah. It must be the shot. Right. Right. Koach of Shmona. Yeah, that's because ultimately, you know, the goal of Tikkun Amidas is to come Lidei Nevua, to come to Lamala Min HaTeva. The Rambam writes that over and over in Shmona Prokim. Come to Lamala Min HaTeva. Min HaShemayim, you know, his essay on Tikkun Amidas, which leads to Nevua, as he stresses over again, is eight Prokim. Right? Anyway, Chanukah is a Hemisha Chag. Because it's off the books. There's no Megillah, you know, there's Chazal, we're not metakin a Megillah like they were metakin by Purim. And I saw that, you know, they handle with this Shiloh, you know.
They used to read it. They used to read the
Megillah. Megillah's on the other, but, you know, less mandapolic that. Used to read. Yeah, I heard it was Megillah. Yeah, it's okay, but.
Spartan read it. The Spartan still read it.
No, okay, but Mimakam Shabasa, that, the, you know, the. You know, it's not from Kisvei HaKodesh. There was it's not. It's Chitzonim, and there's no, and there's no, and there's no din of you know, Kriya. Okay. But you know, this pattern of not having a Megillah, you know, a real Megillah of Hanukkah, follows through that it's mamash off the books in the most literal way that it doesn't even make it into the Mishnayos. That if Torah Shebaal Peh became some type of book. So that was the Mishnah. You know, we had occasion to mention this in the Mor Nevuchim Shir, right, that you know, the Gemara is a pirush on the Mishnah. Right, if Torah Shebaal Peh was nislabish, you know, beside Sefer and Chibur, right, that was the Mishnah. And Kayadua, Hilchos Chanukah are not to be found in the Mishnayos. Right, all the Hilchos Chanukah are brises. Well, you know, all these things where we find Hilchos Chanukah, Maseches Sofrim, and Megillas Tainis that the Gemara is malakit from, those are all brises. And, you know, and it needs a time that there's a lav bechdihu, that the whole mitzias of Chanukah is mufka from the Indian of Sefer. Right? So it's an interesting way that Chazal, you know, termed the halacha, at she tichle regel min hashuk. Until there's no. You know, it's tichla anoshim in hashuk. It's like, you know, we're concerned with the raglayim hashuk. You know, the feet in the marketplace. As Davar Omer Dorsheni, you know what their miram is on. That we're concerned with the legs, right? Hello, Davar Hu. The first remez that we have to Chanukah, the Ramazim and Chanukah start from Parshas Vayishlach, right? So you know that you know Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. So Rashi says he stayed behind for Pachim Ketanim. So it's already from the Shlo HaKodesh. It's that early that the Pachim Ketanim is that Pach. It was a remez. He was there to save that Pach. It was a precursor for that Pach Shemen Murach B'Cholsamo Shel Kohen Gadol. So it says there, you know. Vayar kilocho vat, you know, vateka kaf yerech Yaakov. He got him in the leg. Right? It's a davar niflamod that, you know, he got him in the leg. So that Remez Chanukah, he got him in the leg. And, right? Oh, yeah, we'll get there. Right? Slowly. Well, you see, we're going to pull together both the Mor Nevuchim and the Ari, you know, do justice, you know, to both Chaburas. So you see that Barry Shoko connected the whole Mor Nevuchim Chabura. It's just because it's just for, right? Right, now the alo dover hu. It says in Gemara and Brachas, hani birki drabon deshali mi nayuhu. Right, that you know, when the drabon, you know, they get weak in the legs, and that's from the shadim. And that also give it talks about shadim. So it's birki drabon deshalhe. Right, that the raglaim of the tamid chacham get weak. Right, there's this inyan of regel that's coming up over and over again. Right, you know, and the, but it has an earlier precursor, right? Already from Odom Arishon, right? After the Nachash was machshul them, right? So we're going to go back to, you know, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes off the legs of the Nachash, Al Gachon Chatelech. But then it says, you know, Veva Oshis.
Everybody knows Shimon Lafa? I don't know.
Oh, wow. I need a Rup Tzvi, I need another beer. Yeah. Any beer. Everything, it's all good. Sheva Shibolim. Sheva Shibolim.
I got to get you something special.
And Be'ez Hashem, we'll have many opportunities together.
Is it a vegetable day or it's a pure meat?
No, it tastes only protein. I'm not.
Hanukkah's only 8 days.
What?
Chaim.
Right.
Vev Oshis. Right. You know, between you and the Zera of the Isha, right? You know, Hu Yishuv Charosh Vata Teshufeno Okev. The Nachash gets you in the heel. And also, and an extension, you know. That's where we're vulnerable, you know, in the legs. Right. Right, the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Ner l'ragli dvorecha v'or l'nesivasi." Right, the divrei Torah is like a candle to the leg and a light to the path. So we have to understand, you know, what these two different bechinas are. You know, it's a ner l'regel, but it's or l'nesiva, right? A light for the road, but a candle for the leg. Right, so to understand a little bit, you know, what the difference between or and ner, right? That the pasuk says ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, a mitzvah is a candle and the Torah is light. That the goyin says on that, but it's from Chazal already that ner mitzvah zu Torah shebal peh, v'torah or zu Torah shebichsav. Right, that's the light. So. You know, to be mevar, you know, be mevar al pi what we learned in the Mor Nevuchim and the Hakdama, that the Rambam is talking about people who have been zocha through their amelos, they be zocha to revelation. So the Rambam, when speaking about the Nevi'im, he likens it to lightning striking, right? And you're in the night, but since the lightning strikes, it illuminates the night as if it's day. So Moshe Rabbeinu was zocher that the lightning strikes constantly, time after time. V'layla k'yoyim yoyer, k'pshuto. Night and day is no difference because the lightning is striking. That's, you know, he's perpetually in that state. V'ata po amodi modi. For the other Nevi'im, you know, lightning strikes when it strikes. They get Nevu'ah when they get Nevu'ah. But when they get Nevu'ah, it's like, you know, when the lightning strikes. And then the Rambam says a chiluk. He says, but then there are those that have not reached this madrega, and their revelation is like the stones, you know, gems that shine, gems that, you know, sort of, you know, what you were talking about basically, like, you know, flashlights. Right? And the Rambam's being machalic when he was speaking about the Nevi'im. Nevi'im, whether it's once, that's like the person who, like, the lightning strikes once, or whether, you know, a person was over many times, or constantly, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Nevu'ah, right? Nevu'ah is the lightning striking. The whole night is converted into day for as long as the lightning is shoilet, right?
Only for a moment.
Whether it's for the moment, but most of it is constant. But Laila Kayoim Yoyer, whether it's for that moment or whether it's constantly. And he says, then there's another type of Gilui, you know, like, and he says that what is Zorech on us is Me'ain of that, and that's like the gem, you know, the shining gems, the flashlights. So, like, there's a Hevdel Mahuti. Right, there's a central difference between the two things that the Rambam's discussing. He's speaking about the Gilui of Nevuah, which he likens to lightning striking, Le'umas, right, when there's a shining gem. Right, the shining gem just is a snapshot, you know, on what it shines, it illuminates. Right, everything around you remains black. Right, you know, the Nakuda that you're shining on, right, the Nakuda that you're shining on, right, that's where it's illuminated. But, you know, the Klali, right, the overall situation is still black. Whereas when lightning strikes, for that one instant, when the lightning strikes, the whole night is converted into day. That's the difference between nevuah and the, you know, which becomes Torah Shebechsav. Then what's Torah Shebechsav built out of? It's built out of nevuah. You know, whether it's the Torah Mamish, you know, the Chamish Chomzei Torah, it's nevuah Smoshe, and whatever was nevuah Shehutzucha Ledoiras Nitna Likosev. Right? Even though we had nevuim, nevim, kiflam, kiyotzei Mitzrayim, only a nevuah that's for all times was, you know, qualifies to be recorded in the Torah Shebechsav, to be added to the corpus of what makes a Torah Shebechsav. Nevuah Shehutzucha Ledoiras. Torah Shebechsav is kol kulo nevuah. Right? At the moment of nevuah, laila kiyoyim yair, you're not in darkness at all. See, if it might only be temporary, like as opposed to the malas Moshe Rabbeinu, but at that moment, you know, there's light all over. There's no darkness whatsoever. Right? For that, for whenever it's shalit. And kol shkein, you know, if it's nevuah shutzucha l'deris, that means, you know, that's a permanent light. Since shutzucha l'deris, relevant for all generations. Hey, Michael.
Start making okay.
Right.
Rewind the tape.
Relevant for all generations. Right.
Why is the Gemara in Yomer Kaf Tes? It's the marshal is that who is a time of night that's lit up, but then Hanukkah starts the complete day.
So like I'm saying, it's very good, right? Is because the nevuas, you know, nitnu likosev, illuminate the night, but laila kiyom yoyer.
Right.
But what does Tarshav Al-Keh? So ha'ika Hanukkah. So Gemara answers, no, it's not bechlal this pasuk because it's lo nitan likosev, which is, and that's the point we're trying to get to. Lo nitan likosev. That means Chanukah is bechlau not bechlau, you know, ayelos sashachar. It's not, you know, it's not bechlau that pasuk at all.
Is it in the night
Chanukah,
or is it
no? It's in the night, and boys it in the night. In the night and stays in the night, you know.
That's the psycho.
Yeah. I'll explain.
She's shot.
Right.
Last
nes shenitan likosev. So I'm going to explain that, you know, the koach of nevuah, talking about which is the difference between tarshav shebechsav and tarshav baal peh. Because nevuah is what, if it's hutzucha l'doiras, if it was an eternal message, an eternal truth. So that means, since it's for all deris, it's in the kud of absolute truth. At that moment, there is no darkness. The darkness is mesulak, right? And it's like begeter shinui ateva, that for that moment you converted night into day. You're not in darkness at all, right? Which explains the style that there is in Torah Shebechsav. Torah Shebechsav is very different from the style of Torah Shebaal Peh. There's no kashas terutzim or bringing rayas. It's just saying the truth like it is. Not a build-up and not a proof and not... Because when you're in light, I don't have to, like, bring you 10 rayas that there's a table here in front of me. Right? The person, you know, brought that, is bringing 10 rayas that there's a table in front of you. That's, you know, Mike will tell you, that person needs help. Right? No? You agree? Right?
He needs so much help that even Michael can help.
Right. So there's no room here. Bring a rice. It's not, you know, because you bring a rice is that, you know, the truth is still hidden. But I have like 10 reasons why it's reasonable to think like this, right? At the moment that there is nevuah, right? The MS is, you know, aid la'atzmo. It's, you know, openly apparent, right? And for that reason, you know, there's the lashon of the Nevi'im is just plain, straight. Ko Amar Hashem, right? No kashas, no terutzim, no rias, because it's just the plain truth that anyone could see. Just like the Navi sees it in his, b'mare ha-nevuah. So also, you know, when we try to absorb it, we absorb that clarity. when we learn the Divrei HaNeviim, and something seeps in that we could see it like he saw it. Right? So just like the it is plainly apparent, mamish keneged that, it becomes nechkak basefer. It becomes, written. Right? It becomes visible. It becomes, nizgashim, in a book that you could read. Right? But it's more than that. It goes deeper than that. Right, that that if you've really converted, there was for that moment a shinui ateva, that light was converted into day. As shinui ateva, the body will feel it. The body will feel it, and it makes a roshim in the guf. Right, that and that's why the navi b'shas nevuaso, if he's not like Moshe Rabbeinu, that like as we're going to learn in the Shemona Prakim, right, and Rama mentions a few places, Moshe Rabbeinu, because he perfected his midas, he didn't get into trauma from his nevuah, but other nevi'im went into a state of trauma because the body was being overcome by ruach. The body felt it, but that means the body felt it. So Moshe Rabbeinu's body could feel it and not be traumatized. Every other nevi's guf feels it, right? And of course, because it's not his regular operating state, he gets traumatized, but that means the guf feels it. That the roshim is, it's nikr beguf. And that's why, because Nikar Beguf, it's so apparent, that's even Murgash Beguf, that's why it's Nislabish and Oisius, as we learned in the Kisvei Ari, right, that Oisius is Keneged Guf, right? Tagim, Nekudis, and Tamim, that's all Keneged Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, right? The Ois, right, the raw letter that only exists B'maisa Ksiva, physically, is Keneged the Guf. So because the Emes is so clear, even until the point that makes a roshim beguf, parallel to that, right? It's mamish becomes oisius. It becomes oisius chakuk alei sefer, mamish engraved in a book. Right? The clarity is objective and undeniable, and therefore visible, apparent, and therefore connected. It becomes oisius in a book, parallel to that reality.
It has a capacity because obviously they're written in the book, they're never written.
No, so they're not because they're not. Because they're not Hutzrecholadurus, it's not the same level of Emes. Right? Because it's a timeless truth. It's a timeless truth for all generations. That timeless truth, that means that this revelation that he had was not anything subjective about it. It wasn't just for that generation. It was for all time. So that's a level of, that becomes, that nevuah makes such a roshim in the guf that anyone who learns it will be impacted by it. All the durs that will learn that nevuah will have a, will get an impact from it. And this stems very, very well with another thing that we find in Kisvei Ari, that even though it's a medrash tanchuma, that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he was in Shemaim 40 days and 40 nights because he counted how many times Rebbe Hashem alternated between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Right, but the Ari comes very machmir not to learn Mikra at night, not to learn Torah Shebichsav by night. Right, there are other chumas to take on before that, right? But right, it should be your biggest sin that you learn Torah Shebichsav at night. But it's interesting. I just want to tell you, it's interesting. There is like such a longa Megillah. Speaking of Megillahs, from the Chidah to say by Chanukah Sabayis, when you are Mechanech, interesting, Chanukah Sabayis, Chanukah, right? So like, every Ner Beso Mibach, Petach Beso Mibachutz, every house, a little Mishkan Mat, and everyone's supposed to do a Chanukah Sabayis when he moves in, and it's Efshar B'Tashum. If you didn't do it yet, it's even 20 years later, 50 years later, you could do a Chanukah Sabayis. The Chidah has a, and that's not, and not only that, Chanukah Sabayis is a Sudas Mitzvah, right? Yom Shel Shlomo brings it. It's a Sudas Mitzvah, right? So if you didn't do it at the time, it's okay. Next week. All right, so we'll be back here.
Right? You're exempt for more.
Right.
You're exempt for more.
So interesting. The Chidah, who wrote a long Arichas, he says, to say by Chanukah Sabayis, from Likutim, from Mishnayos, and from Rambam, and from Zayar. So he says, Yadati, right, that most people do this Sudas Chanukah Sabayis at night after they come home from work. And I'm Amod Nirta from Azhoras Ha'ari, not to learn Torah Shebichsav at night. And therefore, all the Likutim are only from Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what he writes. Interesting, right? But that fits very, very well. That the Zman of Torah Shebichsav is by day, because Torah Shebichsav is the type of Gilui that converts night into day.
You might not learn Torah Shebaal Peh in the daytime also?
No.
Why not?
No. Yeah. That's a good question. Right. Yeah. But anyway. Nice. But anyway, the
I don't learn Torah Shabbat during the day. Case that I want lead to learning at night.
You know. Right. Right. Good. Anyway. The
that's why yeshivas don't learn Torah Shabbat.
Because the bachurim sleep all day. Yes.
Because Torah Shabbat amplifies Torah Shabbat. So when you're learning Torah Shabbat, you're also learning Torah Shabbat.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just expressing. I know I read your mind, actually.
Right. Anyway, but yeah, so as fast as that, you know, that this amount of Torah Shebichsav is by day, right, because, you know, the clarity of Torah Shebichsav is like night, Laila Kiyoim Yo'ir, right? And that's why it's Nirgash Afilu Beguf, and that's why it could be Nizgashem into a physical Sefer in Oisius, which are connected to Guf, right? And that's what it means, you know, that Alpidus can understand that what it means that ki ner mitzvah v'torah or ner mitzvah v'torah shebaal peh, right? Torah or zu torah shebichsav. And that's what it means in that pasuk, v'or l'nesivasi. It's like the whole outdoors, you know, is shining. Or so that the path itself is illuminated, the cosmos around me is that's torah shebichsav, right? Right? The torah shebaal peh, right? Ner mitzvah. Right, so that's the, Torah va'mitzvah shechassatulam, Torah zu Torah shebichsav, ha'mitzvah zu Torah shebaal peh. Right, zu Mishnah, and Ram paraphrases zu Torah shebaal peh, zu Perusha, in the beginning of the Hakdama, right, that the, alluding to the idea, right, ner mitzvah, right, the Indian of Torah shebaal peh.
Why is the mashal is near the mitzvah? I mean, near usually think of it as the more concrete thing, as the Torah. Usually we think of it as near as being Torah Bixav, and Torah Or, that would be the Torah.
Well, obviously not.
But what's the explanation? I mean,
no, I'm saying because Torah Shebichsav is a it's not just an objective truth, but it's an all encompassing truth. When you're in Torah Shebichsav land, there are no kashas. Right, there is no metzias of darkness, and that's why the Torah Shebichsav never has to bring a raya to reinforce what it's saying. Don't need rayas. When you see, you don't need rayas because you see. Right, like we said, no one has to bring a raya that there's a table right here.
I heard Dami Shmuel over here.
Very good. That's right. Riyah, right? Torah Shebichsav, Shmuel, Torah Shebaal Peh. He's right. He's 100% right. Right, he's 100% right. Not, yeah, but it's likened to a candle, right? And it's called ner mitzvah, right? And it's an amazing thing, right? It's also another nekuda from Kisvei Ari, right, that we learned that first of all, the ikur of how to be mekayim the mitzvahs is all pitar shebaal peh. That's what the Ram goes on after paraphrasing that Gemara from Brox. Vetlecha is Torah v'mitzvah, Torah, zu Torah shebichsav. Mitzvah zu perusha. V'nitztavinu la'asos es ha-Torah al-pi ha-mitzvah. Right, we're not supposed to look at the Torah, you know, as to what how it says literally to do the mitzvahs, but al-pi ha-mitzvah, Torah shebaal peh should determine how we do the mitzvahs. Now, what's the function of mitzvahs? So, as like we learned, you know, in the Kisvei Ari, right, that the mitzvahs are to be mevar the kotzim, from the kerem, right? Get rid of the thorns and the thickets and all these things, all the kotz v'dadar tatzmiach lach that there is as a result of chet adam rishon, right? We need the mitzvahs ma'asios, the mitzvahs that we do beguf, to uproot all that ra. Right? That's why the mitzvahs kept on getting more throughout the generations. You know, adam rishon only had la'avdol l'shomra. Then Noach had to have, you know, all seven. Adam Rishon had six, like the Ram says. All right, that said, we have to get Taryag, all to be mevar the kotzim mehakerem, to get rid of the imperfections that there are in the Bria, that we're in darkness. Right, and that's why they're called a candle, ki ner mitzvah. Shraga betihara mayahanya. Well, you don't need a candle in the daytime. And the whole tachlis of a candle is when you're surrounded by darkness, it's a countermeasure, but it's a countermeasure. It's a countermeasure. It doesn't convert the night into day like the lightning striking. As the Rambam says, and the Rambam is really alluding to the difference between the giluyim of Torah Shebichsav versus the giluyim of Torah Shebaal Peh. The giluyim of Torah Shebichsav that are besoid nevuah is like lightning striking, and the whole night gets, the whole skies are lit up. Right? right? As opposed to these avonim tovos, they're flashlights. That your be'etzem still surrounded by darkness, right? And you just have a nekuda of light. A nekuda of light, you know.
That's the Aron Mashiach. The Aron Mashiach is when the whole world becomes light.
Right, well, we're going to get there soon. We're going to get there very shortly. Right? And just a nekuda of light. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daflam et Ches, B'machashakim homish hoshivani kimisei oilam zu tamuda shobavo. Right, being put in Hashem in the Megillah Seicha, he threw me into darkness like those dead to the world. Right, that's Talmud Bavli. Right, because the whole mitzias of Talmud Bavli is working with an assumption that we don't know the emes, and that's why it's very mepulpal. Well, how do you know you're right? So I mean, they have like 10 havaminas because you have to go through a process of elimination of every single option. Through and sometimes the Gemara comes out, goes all the way around that elamichavarta kiddushanina meikar. The best thing is what we said first. So why'd you have to do this whole thing of going, you know, through 15 possibilities to come back to what you said first? Because we can't be sure we're right. We're be'etzim in darkness, right? So you have to raise every single possibility and explain. Well, it can't be that one because the emes we don't see. But after all that pilpul, you know, we're zochet to that nekuda of emes, but it's like a candle, you know, it's like, it just shines for that moment, legabe, that one thing. And that's what it means, ner l'ragli dvarecha, that the ner only shines where you, the next place you put your foot down. The next place you put down. It doesn't bet some light up the whole path. So Orvel Sidusvasi is referring to the Tarshim Bechsav, that the whole, you know, the whole cosmos is lit up, the path is bright. Ner l'ragli, Tarshim Baal Peh, which is a countermeasure to the darkness, you only know, you know, legabe, you know, the next place you're going to put your foot down. Right? So that you don't trip, you don't fall, and then you adjust, you know, megala the emes, klape this one nekuda. Right? But you still remained engulfed in darkness. Right? Right? Right, and that's the inyan of raglaim. It's called ner l'ragli dvarecha, right? That the a person is most liable to falter, you know, to trip, you know, as he has to guard his legs. So you know, the Gemara always says in Baba Kama, ein darkom shel bnei adam lizbonim bedrachim. That's why if you knock over a chavis in Rosh Hasharabim, you're potter. Right, he shouldn't have left it there. And dark of shadow, people don't watch where they're going. They don't watch where they're going. But here's an amazing thing: that rego miloshin herego. I think we might have spoken that last year, right? That you know, when it comes as the machshava goes from the head down the tselem, it becomes more and more betzimtzum. You have the most machshava in your head, and then you know your hands obey commands. You know. Of how to do things, maybe you know, with a little bit of an artistic flair and complication, the legs only you know get gross motor movements, right? And it has to be that way. It's you know, meis Hashem hoisazos, because if you had to concentrate on every step that you take, you would get nowhere quickly, right? You know, you have to be there. You could walk without thinking too much, right? And that's why in Lashon HaKodesh, something that you do out of habit without machshav is called hergel, hergel mi lashon regel. Right, habit, because you know, it's like without machshava, on machshava. Because the machshava gets more and more mitzumtzum as it moves down from the head, you know, to the hands, from the hands, you know, to the raglayim, right? You know, and you know the matziv of hergel, where the das is at its lowest ebb, and that's why, and that's the side. Behemoths have raglayim, but they don't have yadayim. Right, they have raglaim, but they don't have yadaim because they don't have machshava. Right? So you don't need machshava for raglaim; you need machshava for yadaim, you know, for you know, artistic, you know, for writing or whatever the arts that we do, fine arts that we do with our hands. Right, right. So you know, we have to, you know, in the matzav that we are in the golus, right? It's called that we're holding by the raglaim, right? And that's where we need the most or. And going back into the significance of what it means a regel, right? The idea of a regel, right? There's two mashma'uyot, right? In the idea of regel. So first of all, regel supports the guf, right? You know, upholds. You know, it's the tomech, right? And that's why we find you know v'tomchem yushar, right? The raglaim, you know, says in the Tomer Dvora, right? Allude to you know the those who are you know. tomech in talmidei chachamim. Right, the tiferes, which is Torah, is the guf, the etzem haguf. The raglaim hold up the guf. Those are those who support talmidei chachamim. And that's mitzvah looking at things, you know, bottom up, right? That, you know, that the talmidei chachamim, the koach of Torah, could be an absorption of all the resources. All the resources could be channeled towards supporting the Talmud Chacham, and that creates unity in the Bria, that everything is mitztaref, that the things that are choil become the raglayim to be tomech, that which is kodesh, right? But it goes top down also, right? That the koach to be mashpia to those who are less than you, right, is also called the raglayim. This time we learned the Kisvei Ari, and here's where the Mor Nevuchim and the Kisvei Ari cross over with each other, mamish niflamoid, right? That the, as we learned in the Oitzrus, right? That in the raglaim, in the mitzias of netzachod yisod, the raglaim, that's always the, that's already beneath you. That's the hachana for those, that's, you know, that's being mechin for those who are, you know, to be, give over to those who are beneath you. The netzachod yisod of every partsuf is making the hachonas to be manik the partsuf below. Right? That, you know, as where the ikra partsuf ends at the tiferes, right, and the netzachod yisod is as we, you know, hachana to give over to those beneath you. Besoid bra kara davua, right? The son, the next generation, bra kara davua. It's called the leg of the father, right? That those beneath you are called your leg, right? And it's amazing that the Rambam was ominous. In we haven't gotten there yet in the Mor Nevuchim, but in the Erech Regel, right? Rambam has an entry Regel. Right, he says that rego, he says, is also blushing sibos, causes that affect things beneath it, causes. Right, v'omru raglov v'yomu al hara zesim v'tachar raglov k'masa livnei livnata sapir l'tor. It's all beside v'yavarach Hashem oscha l'ragli. What's ragli? Biglali, because of me. I was the siba for your bracha. Right, it's a siba, i.e. it's the cause, meaning it's the ikar is that it's setting up for what it's going to cause, you know, cause to happen. For those beneath, right, the Indian of the raglaim, that, you know, it's a two-way street, that everything that's chol could be, you know, tomech oraisa, could uphold, you know, be support for the Torah, but also that with the through the raglaim, the machshava goes betzimtzum, like we explained, to be mashpia to the oretz, to be mashpia to the oretz, right? The raglaim is where the machshava is betzimtzum totally, because you could, you know, you don't have to think much in order to walk, right? The oretz, which is beneath the raglaim, has no machshava whatsoever. And that's what Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. Bedinhu, that if a person steals a sarah, a sa'ah of chitin, and plants it, bedin, it shouldn't grow, right? Because it's gezel. Why she nimtza chitin iskar? Elo oilam kamin hago noheg, vosan shoytim shekilku atin liten esadim. Now, this Zohar says that Malchus, which is the meat of arts, ain lo inayim. If the legs need a candle, the earth is mamish, deaf, dumb, and blind. Mamish, right? That the Oretz, which is the Minagateva, you know, just like, you know, a chaytet niskar. A guy could steal a saw chitin and plant it and make profit on Gneva.
Was there a change that was affected in Machshava at the time of the time of Havol? Because the arts, people as Dameh, like, since the blood, the guy
could
be
cursed.
The earth was cursed because of Chet Adam Rishon. Was that a change in the earth at that time? Oh yeah, the earth was different for applying to man's needs with more and more machshavah, so to speak. Yes, the earth once had machshavah. That's right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was poreah from it because it did a Chet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Eitz Pri Osa Pri and only said Eitz Osa Pri, but he waited until Adam did his Chet.
And then he took account. Now, you know, Nadi Adam is not responsible for the chatoim that it does, because it has no machshava anymore whatsoever. Right? There was a level of machshava in the Oretz that now it no longer has. Right? But that's what it means. You know, halacha, Torah Shebaal Peh, mitzvahs, is to fix, you know, get the thorns out. The raglaim are a tikkun for the Oretz. We walk on earth. It's not just stam. Right, halichos on altikah halichos el halachos, walking as in halacha, carrying out Jewish law. The mitzvahs maasios is to be metaken the earth to get the thorns out. Right? That the raglaim are the siba and they're mitzamtzin and machshava in a manner that it could be absorbed by the ground, right? Right. So as the ground could be improved, as it were, you know, we get the sitra achra, the kotz v'dara tatzmiach lach, get it out of the ground. Right? And that's, you know, and that's the, you know, but that's our weakest point, the point that we are, where the machshava is to go b'tzimtzum, right, to connect with the earth, right? You know, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from the Nochash. Right? The Nochash had legs, and now, you know, Sheker Ein Lo Raglaim. Sheker Ein Lo Raglaim. Sheker Ein Lo Raglaim goes both ways, right? That, you know, Sheker, you know, first of all, obviously, it's not going to stand, you know, because no one's behind it, really. Knesiyah Ein Lo Sashoim Ein Sof L'Iskayim, right? But it goes the other way. Sheker's not mashpia anything. It's not mashpia anything. Ein lo raglaim, also the other way. It's not mashpia anything. Sheker is a taker. It's not a giver. Ein lo raglaim, we, that which we have raglaim, see mashpia to the midah called oretz, which is deaf, dumb, and blind, to try to put, you know, and that's what we need, mitzvahs ma'asiyas, because, you know, the oretz doesn't understand the intellectual language. We're mashpia through the mitzvahs that we do, b'maisa. We don't give it, you know, verbal instructions. With the mitzvahs that we do, b'guf, and b'maisa, that's the language that, you know, somehow has some type of congruence with what the Oretz could be makabel, and that's how we get, as it were, the thorns out of the deaf, dumb, and blind Oretz, right, that supports Ganovin, right? And that's through the Raglaim, that's Mitzamtin Machshava even more. But because the Machshava goes so much Betzimtzum in the Raglaim, as a, we need a candle. You have to illuminate, because the
which mitzvahs are you talking about?
All the mitzvahs ma'asiyas.
Not just the ones like Gilayim, like all the, like all these things.
All mitzvahs beguf. All mitzvahs beguf. Really, that's what it means. Ner Hashem, nishmas Adam. Ner Hashem, nishmas Adam. Right there, that the neshama is called a candle, because it illuminates the darkness of the body. That the whole tachas of neshama coming to earth was to illuminate the body, and through how neshama illuminates the body, and the body does mitzvahs, it gives or to the oretz, and it's mechatz de chakla, and it gets the thorns out. All right, so the neshama gives or to the guf, and the guf gives or to the oretz, the meter called oretz. That's beneath the legs. That's makabo from netzach hod yisod. The oretz is malchus. It's makabo from, you know, netzach hod yisod. Right, we build it up. We make the world a better place, you know, through the mitzvahs
the
that we do.
The malchus
is lowest. That's how you saw Malchus. It's the meter called Oretz is Malchus.
Kesed
Chochma
Bina.
It's going down. Going down.
One year's bottom is the next year's top. So.
Yeah. Right. That's all beside the Kav that comes into the Rishimu to illuminate it. Right. That the Rishimu is called Cheshach. The Rishim was called Cheshech. The Ramchal says Rishim was called Cheshech. The Kav is called Or, and the Keneged that, you know, it's the Neshama coming into the Guf to not just bring it to life, but also elevate it gradually. But it goes, everything Kedar Goswa, things have to go more and more B'tzimtzum to have some type of congruence with what it's supposed to be Mashpia on. So it has to go Mamash B'tzimtzum in the Raglaim to be Mashpia in the Midah called Oretz, to be a Siba for how the Oretz becomes a better place. So that's why it has to go into go from machshava to maaser, mitzvahs maasiyos, and I, which is called halacha, right? Lashon halicha, right? Which you do with your raglaim. Right?
In the metaphor you just gave, what you said, that this machshava is called ner.
Yes.
Why ner and not or?
Because it illuminates the choshech of the guf. Or is when it's daytime. There's no mitzvahs of choshech anywhere, and that's the madrig of Torah shebichsav. Torah shebaalpeh is the retro. Is the countermeasure to darkness. It's the countermeasure to darkness. Right? And that's why Torah Shebaal Peh is in the style that it's in, with all the kashas and rayas, you know. How do you know you're right? How do you know you're right? Because you're be'etzim in darkness, so you have to eliminate all the other possibilities to illuminate and be sure that you're right. And even when you're right, you just know you're right for this moment. You only know you're right for this moment. You don't know, you know, if it's, As Rashi says, Iksuvis Bekala Tami Micholim Lishapech, you know, the reason it could flip on a, you know, with anything, Right? Yeah.
And originally, there wasn't supposed to be Torah Shabbat Peh, right? When the first Luchos were given, that was...
No, Torah Shabbat Peh as we know it. No. There have been only a Torah Shabbat Peh, Besod Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, which is oral book.
There was supposed to be an oral book?
Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, which Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is like oral, is like an oral book. You know, it's like an oral rule book. You know, it's not the Torah Shabbat Peh of Pilpul, which is a countermeasure.
But that was part of the first Luchos also?
Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that could have been a the first laws. But only Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, we wouldn't have needed the Pilpul.
Right. But this R can only come from a Kodesh Baruch. I mean, the bull comes from him, whereas Torah Shabbat Peh comes from us.
That's right. We light the candles. It's an artificial light.
We have no kayak to achieve the R ourselves. I mean, even if you reach the light of the level of Moshe Rabbeinu,
we could illuminate for that moment.
Giving it to you.
Snapshot. What a candle illuminates. Ner L'Ragli. The next step. We could illuminate the next step, but the Klalius remains dark. The Klalius remains dark.
Right. Nobody gets to meet it. He has the midas. No, that's right. The Nebu was never given so clear. Only Moshe Rabbeinu got it. It was given Bechida.
Yeah, Bechida, but the Navi knew the Pisra.
The Navi still had it by himself. It wasn't like handed to you like so clearly at all.
Rambam's conception, though, in Gimel is that everything is there, just only some people could tap in. It's not like he's right. It's pre-existing. Nevuah is out there. Some people can tap in. Some people can tap in less. It's not like you're doing it. Just saying on that one point of Nair, it's not like you're doing something to get the, you know, sort of like, you know, I think of it like you're not with the image of. Even though he used Barat, the idea of the flash, but I think of it like sound waves. Like the waves are out there, we just can't hear them, you just have to feel it tap in.
Yeah, but there's two different ways to tap in. The candle, you have to light it from a light source, but it's applied light. Because it's applied light, you have to light it from somewhere. Because it's applied light, it's only going to illuminate that nakuda. That nakuda. Ner L'Ragli, the next place I put my foot down. You know, the Etzem path remains dark, but the Torah Shebichsav is oral in the Sivasi. Right? Now, with this, we can understand the Lashon HaRambam, right? In the beginning of Hilchos Megillah. Megillah Sofrim Bizmana, you know, Midivrei Sofrim, Vadover Yadua Shu Takonas HaNavim. What do I care? It's the Zelber Loi Sosser. You know, it was in Rambam halachically, it's the Zelber Loi Sosser if they were Nevi'im. You know, there are other Rishonim that hold maybe not that way, but you know, according to Rambam, it's the same low sorcerer, whether it was Nevi'im or whether they were not on the level Nuv. Dover Yadua Shu Takonas HaNevi'im. Right? He's trying to explain, you know, why by Purim, excuse me, right? Why by Purim there's a Megillah. Right? Megillah Sofer, Megillah Krias Megillah Bizmana, Medivra Son, Vador Yadua Shu Takonas HaNevi'im. Right? The pshat is like this, that if it became a chilek of Torah Shebichsav, and then we can understand what the whole deal was, that they started up with Esther, and Megillah Dav Zion, right? You know, she said, Kisvuni Ladaris, and Alo Kasaf Shileshim, three is enough, and they went back and forth until they found Ra, Ksov, Zoz, Zikorum, Basefer, until they finally agreed, Ksov and Zoz, there's two different Ramazim, yeah, they found a Remes for, now what was the whole Vikuach over there? You know, it's all there should be a Megillah, and there shouldn't be a Megillah. Right, they needed a raya, right? That the nes of Purim, you know, it's not a nes deiraisa, was mamish begeder shinui hateva of laila kiyoyim yoir, mamish, right? And then that's the v'nahafochu. There was mamish a shinui hateva. V'achor shesh nefach miyogon simcho me'ev liyano. There was a whole v'nahafochu in the month of Adar. That ever since then, it's a good month for the Jews. That if you have a din, with a guy, you go in Adar. That's ever since Purim. Haman was right. When he threw the dice and it came up on Adar and he was happy, he was right. Moshe Rabbeinu died that month. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Who cares? Hakol echachar asof. You go by what happened ultimately. Ultimately, he died. Vinafochu, that you go back, Basar Leda, not Basar Ptira. Right? That was part of Vinafochu. Am Yisrael made that ness. Right? And the fact that that became a Megillah, it became a getter of Torah Shebichsav, right? And that was the whole deal over there, is that they're really going to be a Megillah, right? Besoy Torah Shebichsav, they're being down on whether there's really going to be that that's going to be begetter like Nevuah, like Nevuah, like a Gili of Nevuah, right? That at the time of Nevuah, Laila Kiyom Yar, the night gets converted into day for that moment, right? That the Nes of Purim was beside, that there was Mamash Shinu Yateva, that you could feel in Guf, that you could feel in the body, right? And they proved that, yes. And that's what he means, V'yadoshu Takonas HaNevim. There's Koch of Nevuah there, the Koch of Torah Shebichsav, right? And that's why there's a Megillah. Right? That was Marsh Besoy, it was Murgash Beguf, and that's why it could be in the Slabish and Oisius Besoy Guf, and that's why it's just a mitzvah to eat all day on Purim. Because you got even it got mushrush even down in the Guf. Right? That's we do of Takaras and Aviv, it's Marsh Begetter Torah Shebichsav. There's a Koch of Torah Shebichsav there. You know it's mid Rabbanan, there's the Koch of Torah Shebichsav there. And that was the whole deal of like proving that there should be a Megillah, that the whole deal was solved on this Nakuda.
But then they call it a Sefer, they call it a Megillah.
I've said, but it's Torah Shebichsav. And we pass Esther Metama Sayadine.
How does it come Guf? Torah Shebichsav is above the Guf.
No, because we've got Torah Shebichsav, even the Guf feels it. Laila Kiyoyim Yoyer, it's objective truth, undeniable, even the body feels it. And that's why the Navi's Guf gets traumatized. Because, you know, since it's, you know, because the Guf feels the Kedusha and it can't be soivalent. Right? Moshe Beirut's Guf could be soivalent, the Kedusha. Then there's the Kedusha that the Guf doesn't even feel. You're not traumatized because you're oblivious, as we're going to explain. Tarsha Baal Peh, the Guf doesn't feel Tarsha Baal Peh.
Any Chag D'Oraisa should be Guf.
Every Chag D'Oraisa is Guf.
No, but the Guf of Purim is much bigger than the Guf of every Chag D'Oraisa.
Because that's right, because we outsteigd it. But by every Chag D'Oraisa, there's a din of Simchas Yom Tov. There's a din of Simchas Yom Tov.
It's a
Chetzio, but Chetzio, we pass like Rabbi Shua, Chetzio Lachem. Even like Rabbi Lazar, it's Rishus. I mean, you know, during Chol, it's not Rishus to gorge.
Right.
Unfortunately, I mean, You like Rabbi Lezer, it's Rishus on Yom Tov. It's not Rishus, it's an Avera during the days of the week. It's like, you know, you're Minova Rishus HaTorah if you eat, you know, more than you have to.
According to Purim, which is a Derabonon,
because it's Takonas HaNevim as the Koch of Nevuah.
Again, if it became Doraisa, so is it still greater than Doraisa?
It's even greater than a Doraisa. Mitzad, the fact that what was Nizgal there is Me'ain La'asid level. Me'ain La'asid level. No, but that's why it's a Megillah. That's Mushrash, it's Murgrash, even Beguf. So that's why it's Nislabish and beside Oisius.
Shmuel held the line equal with us.
Correct. I was going to say that, you know, even though Chayda across Megillah Shlosa Bayom, Tosfos already clears the Shaila. What if you can only do one? He says no. Bayom is Beikar, and all the mitzvahs of Purim are Bayom. It's Mamish Begeder Yom, like Torah Shebichsav, right? Because the Gilui of Purim was Mamish Besoid Shinu Yateva, Benafochu, right? Right? Laila Kiyom Yoyer, right? And you know, and it's, you know, of course it was the Laila Kiyom Yoyer was on Shaykh up the whole thing. No, of course it's the bridge between the two. It's the, of course, because midivrei sofrim. But that's what the Rambam's telling too. Vadavra yadua shu takonas hanavim. There's the koch of Torah Shebichsav there. That the koch that they steig, they really steig, and they reach the. The koch, that's, you know, the koch of Nevuah.
Also doing the Nesos. I'm not sure. This is my one Hanukkah or Purim?
Right, no, it's just explained. He wants
to take a picture.
Right.
You can never discuss Hanukkah without discussing Purim.
It's right leg, left leg. That's a
Hanukkah.
Yeah, those are the legs. Those are the raglaim.
They're both, yes.
Right. Because Yosef is in the middle, right. They're both Yosef. The Yisoid, that's in the middle of it. It's Machin, and that's a Chenol. That's a Chod Yisoid. That Madrid, the line. Right, but that's the Hevdol Mahuti between Purim and Chanukah. Right.
Why do you say
Shinu Teva
by Purim?
You
usually think
of
it's not within Teva, right?
No, because it was Shinu Teva. Because the mazel of Adar changed. Adar was really originally a bad month for us. Mm-hmm. Right? The koach of Tshuva Me'ava that they did changed. That's what the Megillah says. V'achodesh has nefach me'oz. The chodesh, the mazel of the month changed. Right? It was Shinu Teva. Laila Kiyoim Yoyer. They mamash changed the mazel of the month of Adar. It was a... Right, so it had the clarity and the shinui ateva that there is, like what we find mikoach hanavua, mikoach torah shebichsav, and that's why there's a megillah.
And Av was the best month, and it turned to the worst month.
That's right, correct. Shem yirachem, Baruch Seinu Rabin. Right, the
the best.
By inception, it was meant to be the best month. Av, and Rav Moshe Shapiro's us. Aviv, Aviv, small that? Av. Oh, you remember that? Yes, yes, Rav Moshe told us that.
I'm referring.
Yes, the.
That's only going to turn back.
Yeah, because Meruba Mida Tova, Tova.
So then in the future it's going to come back. To
right, right, correct, so correct.
Come back to what it really was.
No, Chas V'Shalom.
Everything will be good. It's
not Bottle Oil, so that.
Everything is good.
Everything will be good. Right, okay. So getting back to Hanukkah, right?
Teaching of the world, no more place to die, then. No more working, everybody's going to cuddle.
They'll still come collect them.
I'm
from
very
you,
nervous
worries.
About that, because that's the one thing I can't do.
Right. So I understand, you know, that the Hevdel Mahuti, that, you know, Nes Chanukah, and that, going back to Gemara, you know, it's Lo Nitna Li Kosev, right? And it all has to do with this Inyan, right? That the Nes of Chanukah, that the Nes was Beneros. Not, you know, Ner, which is at night, Shraga B'tia Ramaya Hanya, and the Ikur Din is by night and not by day, which is, you know, it's like against, you know, the general grain that in every Yom Tov the Ikur is the day and not
the
night. Right. You know, that the Inyan of the Nes of Chanukah, that's Kulo a Nes of Torah Shebaal Peh, Kulo a Nes of Torah Shebaal Peh, right, is that, you know, that's it is the Koach to that. Right, it doesn't convert night into day. It doesn't. Right, it's a candle. It's the koach to deal and cope with being in darkness, and that's why it's mamish the last nes. And that's why it's nes sheloni tamli kosev, because it's a hachana for this golus. V'sachoshech zu yavan, the Medrash Rabbah says. Right. V'achoshech zu yavan. So Yovan is mamish mitzias of choshech. Shraga b'tia ramaya hanya. Right, you don't need a candle by night, by day. You need a candle by night. Right, the end of Hanukkah, it's the candle that you need at night. It's a countermeasure. It's a countermeasure to the darkness. Right,
choshech to Yovan.
Right, and we didn't. Right.
But it's
obligation to keep Purim is Torah Shabbat is Midrabanan, but Adavar Yadush Takaras Anavim, because
they're saying the word that Kima Vekima, they had not grievously accepted Torah Shabbat Peh.
Right, that is true, but they broke through even to the level of Torah Shabbat Chassav. Right. They broke through to the level of Torah Shabbat Chassav. And that's why if you only have one Megillah, the Ikkar is the Megillah of the day.
Is there like an oscillation here?
They were forced to accept.
What?
Now they accept it the first time for us.
The way he reads.
They didn't accept it for us.
I think
Ram is almost open, I think, over there that he's learning that we're.
It comes earlier, so therefore it's appropriate. But you're saying it's the last thing. Why was it not? In other words, August is the last of the last 3 months, and therefore it's the represents the next year. It's the penultimate of four malchus. It's in other. Yeah, you're telling me
within us.
Netzach comes first.
Well, Netzach Kod.
Right, and then Purim, and that's Purim, and that's Purim.
Why is Purim coming later in the year, but it's really a earlier festival?
So, it's a bit.
So how do you explain that? Or is it meant to be this ambivalence?
Yeah.
It's a different.
Right. All right, so getting to that now. So Igufa. Right, that the Chanukah gave us the Koyach, right? It's a joke. The whole thing's a joke, right? You know, so Rambam says when he described the Nes of Chanukah, the Chazra Malchus Liso Yesra Masayim Shonam, 200 years. It's a spit in the bucket of history. We're in Golas 10 times that amount of time. It's a joke. 200 years is nothing in the history of a nation, right?
Golas didn't come back for 200 years. Herod already was.
Exactly. So that's another kasha. That's another kasha. No, so the Rambam's not. But the Rambam's calling the Mida of Malchus. Chazra Malchus Lisro. The Mida of Malchus that's called Oretz.
Because that is a regal.
Right, Oretz. Right, came back. Right, the Koach to illuminate. Malchus Peh, Torah Shebaal Peh, Karina Law, the Zohar says. Malchus, the Mida of Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? We regained, because when the Yevarim have influenced us, our minds were totally Bebilbul Hamoichin. Right, and when with the Nes of Chanukah, Chazra Malchus Lisro, it's talking about beside Malchus Peh, Torah Shebaal Peh, Karin and La, like we say in the Pasach Elio, right? You got the Koch of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's called Malchus, right? To be mayor to the Oretz. And that was a countermeasure for the whole Metzius of Golos that we're in. That's why it's like the last Nes that happened to us in our history. Because the next step, next station, next stop is Mashiach himself, right? And that the Nes of Chanukah has to take us all the way
1948.
There. 1948, right? Yeah. I didn't think a Minkacha would talk that way. Right?
I got that from my father-in-law. Your side is today, by the way.
What are you kidding?
No.
You want to leave, or you don't want? Whatever you want. The kids.
Right? You know, your grandfather's yahrzeit today? You don't know. We don't know.
Right.
Third day, third candle.
The koch to be mayor to the raglayim, right? To give or ner l'ragli dvorecha. It was achana for this ghost. Chazra Malchus Yisrael was achana for the ghost. That the midah called Malchus, the midah of Torah Shebaal Peh, right? That was what Am Yisrael recaptured on this day, and that's what they take with them afterwards, right? The midah called Malchus, that they were going to go down mamish, adla offer, that bisman the goal is shchinta ba'afra, the shchina is mamish, rock bottom.
The kohanim are not even allowed to be muffled there.
I was asking the question before.
Why does
come out in the last month of the year?
If it's the
last festival, it's dealing with the final Torah Shebaal Peh. Because
Chanukah comes after Purim, and we convert the last month of the year into a good month, right? So
it's a conceptual idea that has to follow on the heels of Torah Shebaal Peh, that there has to be a conversion.
Yeah. It's mamish coming as a countermeasure to the darkness that we're in. That we're in the metzias of
Chayshah.
It's a countermeasure. Purim turned everything into light. On the day of Purim, we're kula or. It's kula or on that day. And so you can fress. It's not a problem.
The culmination of Hisarus and the Tatzoi that we're turning everything back into Torah. The Torah Shebaal Peh gets turned back to Torah Shebaal.
But that has to happen. The Indian of Chanukah is that it gave us the koach of candles. the koch to cope with the darkness, mm-hmm. cope as a countermeasure, and to be mayor to the raglayim, give or to that madrega that's called raglayim. Ad shetichle regel meshuk, as long as there are raglayim, give or to the madrega called raglayim, bestowed ner le ragli dvarecha. Right? To give or to this madrega called raglayim, and of course the lowest part of the regel is the akev. That's where the Nochash Mamish gets us. Besod Ikvasa the Meshicha. Ikvasa the Meshicha. That the Mamish lore, right? So long as there are legs out there. So long as there are. To be Mashpia to the Raglayim. The Raglayim that are out there in the outside world. To be Mashpia to the Raglayim. Right?
Right. It's also where you can't light outside in the goes, even though there's no Sakon anymore.
Okay, we have to be mashpia to the raglayim. Right, so that's the side, right? So that's the side that ner charka mitzvah nicha toch asora, mitzvah nicha toch asora, that the Gemara says me oilam lo yorda shchina lamata me asora, right? Lo yorda shchina, the shchina doesn't go below asora. And Ner Chanukah's mitzvah nicha, it's to be mayor to those madregas where there's no gilui shchina, which are permanently b'choshech, permanently, because shchina is not the arrest of matam asorah. And then mitzvah nicha toch asorah, to be mashpia to those madregas that are perpetually b'choshech. So Ner L'Ragla, those madregas, those madregas that are called raglayim, right? That's where we have to be mashpia, right? And that's what we gain from Chanukah, the countermeasure to the choshech zuyovan, a countermeasure, but to cope with the whole b'machashaki moshivani to mesei oilam ze tamuda shobava. We got that from Chanukah, the koch of Torah Shabbat Peh, a countermeasure to the darkness. But you're still be'etzim in darkness, and that's why there's no din of sudas mitzvah, because when you're be'etzim in darkness, the guf feels darkness, right? So that's why there's no din of sudas mitzvah on Chanukah lumas purim, where it was Laila Kiyom Yara, and therefore it's Murgash Beguf, because it's Nislabish and Oisius beside Guf, right? Yeah, but it's not Nislabish and Oisius. That's why there's no Sefer, right? Because there's bad some darkness around, just like spotlights, you know, to dispel the next step that you take, which is the Derech of Torah Shebaal Peh. Every door sees it their own way. There's no objective light that spans. You know, the Nevuah Shehutzachol Doros, Nidna Li Kosev, all the doors have the same lashon of the Navi. Torah Shebaal Peh changes in every generation, right? One they darshan this way, the next Ram says Hilchos Mamrim, next generation could darshan differently. Everyone just sees the one step ahead. They just see their one step ahead. They don't see what happened before. They don't see what's going to happen after. And that's why all the different doors, the Torah Shebaal Peh constantly was Poshet Surah, Velovish Surah. It's flashlights. No. Right? The flashlight. Right, every door sees it their way. Lefi the challenges that they face, but they have the koch to respond to their challenges. Right, Akosh was ossed to take all those chidushei Torah, all the deris, and mamish make it a keser for himself. That he's mamish, he wants that. Besides that, he wants the neris of the menorah. Right, Akosh Baruch Hu, that the Medrash Rabba says in Parshas Paloscha, that the Medrash is spoil. Akosh doesn't want his own light, sunlight. He doesn't want sunlight, which he created. He wants our light. That it's mamish chaviv before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these chidushei Torah that were mecharish in retro and in contra to challenges that we face, that's what's chaviv lefan of, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chafetz in pilpulei oraisa, right? And he's going to make a crown for himself is out of all these chidushei Torah that we're always coming in response to a challenge or a darkness. He's also to, like, that's what it means. He wants the neris. He doesn't want sunlight. That the base major windows were designed chalonos atumim, right, that they were thin on the outside and wide on the inside, wide on the outside and thin on the inside, didn't want sunlight. Kershaw doesn't want sunlight. He doesn't want the Torah or. He wants the Ner Mitzvah. He wants the Neris. He wants the Neris. He wants that. Besod Nitzchuni Bonai Nitzchuni Bonai. That's what he wants. He wants this Pilpule Oraisa that's only necessary because the Emes went into Geniza. Right, there's a bunch of Chaim Berliners here. There's a Rav Huttner in the Igros Ksovim. Right, they asked, someone asked him, like, Rabbi Lezer went to Rome and saw the tzitz. And he came back and he testified. And then the Rabbi, mamash, they didn't care what he said. He said he saw the tzitz, right? And they said, no, the LP, it looks like this, it looks like that, it looks like this, looks like that. You know, they didn't care for his edus. It's amazing, right? So Futner writes, sometimes a Kodesh Baruch Hu is goines the mitzius, because he wants to be Megal the Or of Pilpul. He's mamish goynes the metzias, right? Takes the metzias away because he wants Pilpul to take over.
Mishnah does that too. The Mishnah does that too.
How do you say?
The Mishnah hides so much that has to be developed in the Talmud that could have been written clearly, but it's hidden.
When I went to Rav Yonos and David to get Haskam on my Sefer on Yud Gimel Ikrim, so he said, let's talk and let's see what's in the Sefer. I told him that, you know, it's not true what it says in Yanni Mam, it's that called Torah, the Sunnah Moshe, you know, that's Biodenu. We don't have it. It's not true. We don't have the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's some Sefer Torah that say Ptsua Daka with an Alf, some Sefer Torah say Ptsua Daka with a Hey. Right, there's a comma. We're not Bucky b'chaseres v'yaseres. Right, the Ani Mamins is not a proper rendition of what the Ram really says. Ben a yeser. So I just asked them, you know, I just as a shayla and halacha, like everyone's makbid in Eretz Yisrael. I know here no one's makbid on anything, but in Eretz Yisrael, right? You know, by Parsha Zohar, they have five people laying. One guy does havara Ashkenazis, one does, you know, glitziana havar, one guy does, you know, you know, Teimani, another guy does Sfaradi, you know. I said, that's all bubkis, because b'dieved you yoytzen any havara, right? What we should do is all the different Sifrei Torah, because there's a din to read Oksov Zosi Karm B'Sefer, like the Taisus, not like the Rambam, like the Taisus, you have to read from a Sefer Torah. We should have every single girsa, every single Sefer Torah, a Teimani Sefer Torah, right? A regular Litvish Sefer Torah, right? And all, you know, that's what we should do. That's what we should do. Right, there are not many different people laying, you know, different havaras, different sifrei Torah, one after another. Right, the real teretz, I think, you should have said that chaser would be motzi lazan a sefer Torah. There's an ikon of dan halacha. Yeah,
that.
I want
to know that it's different.
I don't know why he didn't say. He should have said that. Right, but I'll tell you what he did say. He said, I'll pee this letter from a footner. Says, I forget how he referred to Admor, Shver Admor. I can't remember the Lashon that he used. What? Whatever he called them. Yeah, whatever. It could be Rosh Shiva Zatzal. Right. Shiva Zatzal. Yeah. Even though in writing they call him Admor. I see in Chaim Berlinish, you know, writings, it's in the Torah Shebechsav, as opposed to the Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? It's Admor, you know, it's Ken Zion. Right? I've seen it, you know, b'chassav, but lo mishaneh, he wants to answer, I'll pee this igeris. He knows that the metzias was nignas, what the real Sefer Torah is, because we don't have any of those 13 Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote on the last day of his life. So metzias nignas, to be megala or ha-pilpul, and I'll pee pilpul, each one is equally correct. You know, so ain't tam, and there's no reason. Right, you know, but I guess there's no pilpul on the havara, you know, so everyone's, yeah, that's right, all the different people laying, but from the Zohar, Sefer Torah, each one different, right. But, you know, anam bididan, right, that the Indian of the Or Chanukah, it's besoid ner, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, you know, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chafetz, he chose the ner over his own light, he didn't want the Beis Hamikdash illuminated by sunlight, the windows were designed, especially that doesn't let sunlight in. Only the nearest of the menorah go out. That Kosh goes chafetz in the pilpul of Am Yisrael. You know, the whole pilpul we make in response to being b'choshech. But that's how Kosh goes chafetz in. But that's what we gain from Chanukah. That's meir laraglayim, right? That's where we're most vulnerable. That, you know, that it was achana for the long goals that we're in. That were mamish besoid raglayim, you know, and going all the way down to the lowest door is called ikvas of the Mashiach besod. You have vata teshufenu akev, where we're most vulnerable, and the sitracha is most goyver, right? And that's the ner charka mitzanicha toch asara, to be mayor where the shechina never goes, to go boldly where the shechina never goes. Barry, you didn't get that one.
Barry's not a Trekkie.
Well, he's not a Trekkie. I was nisabel so much on Leonard Nimoy. Chaval al Davdin.
Chaval
al Davdin.
You haven't seen me episode 10 times.
Rabbi Yochanan, why is the shul not below 10?
Where is he, what was this?
Our turf.
Where is that from that?
No, he hopped it. He hopped it right away.
Yeah, but what's his, where is he?
No, that's a vote in their Hanukkah.
So this is the vote.
It goes boldly where the Shechina doesn't go.
Why is
to mayor where it's always choshen.
Why? Why?
Where it's, what?
Why is the Shechina not below 10? You have to say question. Why is the Shechina not below 10?
That should be the heading of the thing. Hello?
Yeah.
When you send out the video, that should be your name. Going boldly.
Very good. That's everything.
Right. Why is Yishkin not go below 10?
Right. Because that's Boris Nosan of Neodim. That's our turf. That's our turf. And the Ner Chanukah's mayor there, where the Shechina doesn't go.
There would be no room for free
will. And by the way, the Inyan that's be Lamala Mishlosha, so it says in Kisvei Ari, because that you can't put the menorah mamish on the floor.
I love it.
Right? You can't put a mamish on the floor.
Right.
Three tefachim. Between 3 and 10.
It's not mashpia. It's not
because the malchus is mamish clinging to the raglaim. So it's meaning the malchus is 3 tefachim high, besod netzachod yisod. Because the raglaim mamish are mashpia to the malchus, so the malchus is 3 tefachim high. Or it's, you know, can't be, got elevated 3 tefachim high, connected netzachod yisod. We mamish successfully are mashpia into the midah called oretz. Netzachod Yisod, the raglaim, we give or to raglaim, it's mashpia, so the malchus rises 3, k'neged netzachod Yisod, 3 tefachim off the ground. Right? And that's the inyan that it's all in brises. It's off the book. So it's like, lo bi bais na'an Torah Shebichsav, but Mishnah is begetter, a safer, you know, as it were. It's a safer of Torah Shebal Peh. If Torah Shebal Peh has a guf to it, it's Mishnah. Gemara is not the guf of Torah Shebal Peh. Gemara is a pirush on the Mishnah. As the Rambam's Marech, Kayadua, and that's the inyan, right? That the Hilchos Chanukah are not in the Mishnayos; they're in Brises, Miloshin Bar. It's Bachutz, Al Pesach Beso Mi Bachutz, because the Koach of Ner Chanukah is to be mayor, right? Where it is in Torah reflects its place in the totem pole of reality, right? That the end of Ner Chanukah is to be mayor to those who are Bachutz. It's not on the books.
What is Bar?
Bar Brises, Miloshin Bar, outside. Outside, that's near al Pesach Beso mi bachutz.
And the one place in the Mishnah where he brings it is that with the Gomel's going and it's
bachutz,
and
right?
And it burns, and the or burns. I think he said
that's and then that's the Raya that has to be Tochasara, right? Gemara brings.
Why don't we do what you said before?
Why don't we do
the Tochasara? Why
don't we do it? Why don't we do the Nerach Tochasara?
Mishnah
tells us
the Shiva.
Why we now do
is the thing itself, right?
Right. That's correct.
Do it outside. It's supposed to be with
Right. So yeah, to the extent, what I'm saying, the clarity of it's the clarity of a candle, not the clarity of daylight. Spotlight. It's a spotlight. Meir Bachutz. And that's why it's in Brises, because that's its place. Istakul Baraisa Bora Alma. That's its place in the totem pole of reality to be Meir Lachutz, you know, to those who are on the outside, to those who are down. Right?
You make a point to have it lower than 10-12.
You're visualizing external to yourself. It's always, by definition, outside. Shmiya is something that becomes internal.
Right.
So that's so like what you're saying, that the idea of Nech Hanukkah is always going to be a Ria as opposed to, let's say, a Mikra Megillah.
By the way, is Ria Tarshabal Peh or Tarshabal Sah?
But there's two different types of ri'ah. There's a ri'ah of daylight, there's a ri'ah of candlelight.
I'm saying the ri'ah of a candle, by definition, anything you visualize external to your body. You don't visualize inside.
But the problem is that, you know, the issue is that the candle that you're carrying in front of you, it illuminates for you. It's not going to convert the whole environment. It's for you. It's very subjective. Every door has its own understanding. In Torah Shebal Peh, every door understands their own way. Everyone's holding a candle. Torah Shebichsav, it's the same text for all the Dairis.
You can always rehearse it by a generation. Except that it's Xer or something.
Do we do it for Bnei Beso? Do we do a Tochasar for Bnei Beso? Why are we mopping Tochasar for Bnei Beso?
No, well, wherever you put the candle, it's mitzvah anichato, it's not ma'akev, it's only ma'akev tzulamal me'esrim. You can't see it at all, but you know it's mitzvah nicha tochasar.
Even
if you light inside.
Right.
Because it's for where the Shechina don't shine.
So Yaakov with the Kaf Ragla voice at a
no, so that's the point. No. So we're almost, well, we got us in the leg. That's where we're most, you know, vulnerable, right? Because that the machshava, you know, the clarity goes betzimtzum in the raglaim, right? That's why, you know, that's why they always get us in the legs. Not just kina because they don't have raglaim. That's one shot, right? But that's the vort because the raglaim is where the machshava goes betzimtzum, and that's why we're most vulnerable. That's also Hani Birki Rabbanan Tshali Minayu.
Yeah, right? Where the avoid is.
That's where the whole challenge is. That's where the whole challenge is.
It goes where the Torah really isn't found.
Yes. Bring it there. Like a candle applies light to where there's darkness. Yeah. Right? And that's it. And the dreidel, if you add up all the osius on the dreidel, it's Gematria Nochash. Nochash, Acha Tichla Rego Minashuk. Right.
Is that Poh or Shum?
It's also Mashiach, right?
That's why we do it.
Poh or Shum?
Right?
The dreidel.
No, it's Shum.
Because that's why.
Poh is a Tzionish Shazach.
That's why we do dreidel. That's why we do dreidel, because Torah Shabbat Peh, you dreid.
No, if you add up the Oasis on the dreidel, Nun, Gimel, Hey, Shin. Right, it's Gematria Nochash.
Oh, really?
Right. Nochash, no, because, you know, the, it's a...
You're the film master. What is Shalosh Golem? Why is it Golem? Must be a Shaykh to the Shmuz.
Yeah, no, so, no, of course the...
Golem's
just
period of time.
No, because there's Aliyah... No, Heshi's right. No, because the Shalosh Golem, we do Aliyah Larego. The Raglaim go up. Besod, Vaiso, Yaakov, Raglov. But this is when the Raglaim are down and on earth, to be Mashpia to them, when the Raglaim are not elevated. There's no Aliyah Larego. And the Rego's Mamish rock bottom, you know. There's a Nerchakas, be Mashpia to the Raglaim that are on earth where you're vulnerable to the Nochash. Besod, Vahuish, Vata to Shufeno, Okev. To give ore to those duras that are called the raglaim, which are all the duras that are called b'choshech.
Yeah, the two members of the Mamor of the Tamchum.
Yeah.
That Ner Mile Mashum is possible.
Right.
Sukkot. It's right next to
the Borek and Bomai.
So they say, what's the shaykh? You know, it's millions of shot and what's the shaykh is over there. They said, because the culture, why should a Ner that's higher than 20, it's even greater? But it's like a spotlight. It goes so far and wide. The light that's higher, the higher it is, the greater expanse it does. But the terrace that they give is that top of the, that's not as important. The thing is, it doesn't go down into the nooks and crannies. Like the Hoshima Krav Miesh, it doesn't go into that. Right. So, Bo Rei Kein Bo Mayim. Mayim is
Torah. No, that's actually in there, not in Avuka. It's only in there because in there could go, but Chor and Slakim. That's by Bedikas Chametz. That's before Pesach.
That's a Spitz to Rabban.
That's a Spitz to Rabban. Because midaraisa sagi bebetel.
But that's to be mavara the ra, even in the worst places.
Chabron's point.
Yeah.
Is it why is the last time festival dealing with the third malchus? Why isn't it dealing with the last malchus? We have to deal with the last malchus. We deal with is Edom. We were going back in time, at the end of time, the end of our festivals of our events.
Right, right.
It's going back to deal with the third malchus. We're already on to the fourth one. And it's why,
but the third led it right into the fourth.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but to why? Why put Purim first and put Chanukah last?
That's the
in terms of the Jewish calendar.
I tell you something that doesn't fit in too good with this is Ner Lecha, Ner Lameya. Doesn't fit because
that could be.
The Ner is just like.
But that's the one who wrote the Medrash on Purim.
Yeah, he was Malachit, you know. I don't know if he, you know, it obviously got edited over and over again afterwards. I don't know if it's the same Rav Tanchum that's in the Gemara, but yeah. Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. It means the basis, you know, that, you know, that came from him. And, stuff got added over the generations.
He's the proto.
Okay, go ahead.
Shai, if you wanted twice this week, I stopped in front of your house with the minivan.